Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Twice God asked Elijah the same question. Why are you here, Elijah? You've asked the question in your life, why are you here? Why are you here in this stage of your life? Why are you in the middle of the circumstances of your life? Why are you in the relationships you are? Why are you in the financial pressures? Why are you in the job opportunities? Why are you here in life? I was a college student at Baylor, and it was a day much like today that was overcast and rainy and foggy, and I was running with a good friend early in the morning. The sun was just coming up, and on this dusky gray dawn, we were running down the sidewalk on the edge of campus, and I was looking at my good friend, Butch, and I was being very attentive as what he was saying to me. Next thing I knew, I was flat down on the ground. I'd run straight into a street sign that the sign had been taken off, but the pole was still in place. And I was unconscious for about a minute, and Butch kind of got me up. I won't describe all of the scene that was unfolding, but they got me to the medical clinic. Now, it's pretty embarrassing when you go to the medical clinic and they ask you, why are you here? What got you here? Well, I was just running along and decided to run into a street sign. Really? And after the medical care, it was kind of a learning lesson. Pay attention where you're running. Pay attention where you're headed in your life. God has given us the eyes to see and the ears to hear, but in the busyness of life, we can be distracted from paying attention. But as we pay attention to the Lord, then we can see everything else most clearly. Even as the rising sun, 93 million miles away, enables us to see the light on a daylight savings time day even more clearly. The wonder of God is that he brightens us that we may be brightly shining him in our life. So in the passage of what it is that got Elijah where he was has a story for you and me. And what he heard while he was there has a message for us today. Now, Elijah's name is interesting in itself. We had a party at our house from two Sunday school classes this past Friday. And part of what I asked is, if you go by your middle name, what's your first name? Or if you go by your first name, what's your middle name? It's kind of interesting. And I took some money on the side to promise not to tell certain people's first names. And then God gets called by the name. And so Elijah's name is fascinating. It's two words for God brought together, El Yahweh. Mainly, God is God. God is God with his name. He just shows up in history. The previous chapter, this remarkable event, this character comes along, and just God's right timing called out a prophet among all the prophets to do what needed to be done. Israel was in trouble. It was a troubling day. Aren't all the days troubling? And in this troubling day, God spoke to Elijah so that everyone could hear God most clearly. And the reason for the trouble, in part, was because Ahab the king said he was worshiping God, but he married a woman, Jezebel, who wanted to bring the worship of another god into Israel. The worship of a pretend god, the worship of an idol god, the worship of a god who could be controlled by the whims of a queen and the desires of the people. Not a god who stands apart and brings love, not a god who brings moral clarity, not a god who speaks and for people's command to find their meaning in life through him, but a god who could be controlled by people. Now Jezebel's name means, where are you, God? And her name in Hebrew can also be translated as, let's say, manure. So like if you pulled up on our campus this morning or last Sunday, you may have caught the aroma of the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. That is, two Saturdays ago, we had a large work team here, more than 100 people, putting compost on the ground. And that aroma reminds us that the ground is being fertilized, that for spring growth it's coming. And Jezebel, though, brought her name with an evangelistic spirit to change the direction of the people of Israel. Now we're being called to our own spiritual roots in America, in our world. We're being called to our roots at a troubling day in a difficult time. And we all are like Elijah's, being called up to speak to the false gods of our day: materialism, fear, anger, celebrity worship, the distractions of our things. You know, when the washing machine was developed in 1900, thereabouts, it was thought it would save time for the typical woman. And all the gadgets of electricity that could bring to her life were supposed to create more family time and more free time. But it did just the opposite. People took that time and took it more into work time or frivolous time. Our gadgets today of, you know, mobile devices and computers and all of that was meant to be able to create more communication. It has created more words, but has it created better communication, where we're really listening and hearing each other and not being distracted from the muchness of life? Elijah's message has a word for us. So he met the challenge. He went to Mount Carmel, which was a new territory. Jezebel had brought it into the marriage to the people of Israel. Mount Carmel oversaw a powerful region, and there he took on the gods of Baal. He took on the gods of Baal and showed that Baal was a false god, and there was only one true God, and that is the living Lord God. In that victory, then Elijah ran before the king, ran before the chariot, and brought a message. Centering God, and God will center you. Listen with your soul. But Ahab was avoiding that message, and when he got back and reported to Jezebel the embarrassment of God by Baal, she put out a death threat on him. And the message that the message that was getting back to Elijah was the message of a promise that you need me and you know your need for me. I want you to hear three things. One, I want you to rest to refresh. Now, Elijah was a runner. He was a walking runner. He was one of the people of a different culture who got where he was going, not by chariot, not by horse, not by cart, but he walked to get there, but he also ran to get there. He went more than 100 miles south to the border of Beersheba on the edge of the desert with Mount Sinai, the Sinai Desert. And there, he was ready to die. But God said, I want you to know that you're depressed. I want you to know that you're exhausted. I want you to know that you're discouraged. And so I want you to eat. And God had prepared food for him to eat. And then the Lord spoke to him, I want you to get some rest. This is spring break week. It's daylight savings time week. It means people are distracted by a lot of things. But I pray that in this spring break week, you really let it be a renewing week for you, a refreshing week for you. That it'll be a week of not trying to run away from life's problems, run away from life's pressures. But you'll be refreshed and renewed in this week as you move into what is ahead of you. And when in 1 Kings 19:8, the Lord spoke the message, Elijah heard the message. So what did he do? He wanted to get back to his roots. He got up, he ate, he drank, he was refreshed, and he went then for 40 days and 40 nights. He went deep into the desert. He went to the place where one long before him, Moses, the great prophet Moses, had received the Ten Commandments from God. The Ten Commandments of a moral clarity of why and how we can live our life. And so there, God spoke a message to him that was a promise for his life. And it was there at Mount Horeb that God asked him the question twice. Now rested, refreshed, now ready to go, he could hear the question. Now sometimes when I sleep, whether it's a 30-minute nap on a Sunday afternoon or a night of rest before the next morning, I just go to bed in the evening and say, Lord, I rest in your presence. I wake up in the day and I said, Lord, I'm yours. Guide me in this day. And there are times then when I wake, I have extra energy to do the additional requirements within my life. It's being energized. But if I tried to get to those other requirements without stilling the voice of my mind, without stilling the noise of worry, without stilling the noise of difficulties, then I would only have the noise going on in my soul, and I would be all the more wearied without being quiet within Him. Hear God's question. Be renewed by your purpose. So God twice asked the question, why are you here, Elijah? Now remember, His name means God is God. Why are you here? Your very name is centering you within my presence. Claim then that you may hear your message from me. As Jacob shared, we began last Wednesday our preparing for Easter. It's kind of Baptist style of 40 days, other than Sunday, of getting ready for the Easter time. The season is called Lent, that we share with Christians of many denominations around the world. And on Ash Wednesday, we say God has dealt with sin. We are set free from sin and guilt, but we need to be prepared in a unique way for the resurrection, and that God has a promise for us on April the 21st, of 2019, Easter Sunday, for us to hear the message of the bigness of Easter in our world, in our life, we must prepare ourselves to receive that message. Sometimes troubled marriages will use that 40 days plus Sundays to let healing come in their marriage, go through counseling, go through prayer, go through honest communication. Sometimes people in the difficulty of moral confusion will say, Lord, I'm going to give this up. I'm going to give up the affair. I'm going to give up what I've been doing and cheating in my life. And for 40 days, I'm going to trust you that you have a better way for me to live. It can be that in those 40 days that we pick up a new practice. The new practice is kind of God's hope and promise for our life, and that we do something that we have not done before, but we've wanted to do it. We've wanted to get to it. That's the promise of adding something good to our life. You know, I said, so Lent is more than just giving up. I mean, you can only give up the holy water of Dr. Pepper for so long. But if we add something to our life, then we've added something that's a new habit that remaps our brain for what is ahead of us. And God is speaking a message to Elijah that he would hear what God was wanting to say. And so, at Mount Horeb, the Lord said, I will pass by and bring you a message. And so in this message what God brought, he said, now, Elijah, you have come from the big moment, the big event, where the national attention was on Mount Carmel, and you took on my behalf, and I gave you the victory over the false gods. But I want you to know that it's not always in the big event where I am revealing myself in showing my power. And so God stirred a storm, but in the mighty wind, Elijah did not hear God's message. Then God created pressure in the earth, and an earthquake broke out, but God was not in the moving of the ground. Then God set ablaze a fire before Elijah, much like he had the bush before Moses years before. But God's message was not in the fire. And then a gentle breeze blew Elijah's way. And there he could hear the still small voice of God. There he could hear the whisper of God. Now why? Because he had quieted his soul. And in quieting his soul, then he was able to still himself and receive the message from God. Now, what was the message to be? It means don't be distracted by all the stuff in this world, but you can best hear me when you center your soul in my presence. Even Elijah had to be reminded of that. We came to worship today with the distraction of daylight savings time. We came today in the midst of a changing week, a spring break week, that we could be still within his presence and sing and celebrate and laugh and tell our stories to God in prayer and listen to the scripture, let a message speak to us, so God once again in worship would give us an updated message for our life. But then to let that continue in a way of being with him through the course of the week. The message of God is a message that you are loved and you have a purpose. The message of God is make sure that you rest in him. Make sure you let yourself be refreshed in life. Make sure that you're aware that God, you're not saving the world by yourself, but only through his power can you save the world. And in that rescue mission, just you're being a loving, kind person, revealing the promise of God, is doing a mission in and of itself. And to let the silence of the Lord create the power of his message. And in that to know that the whisper of God is speaking to you, his promise, that you will win in life. You will win in life as you trust in him. Let's pray together. Lord, we come in a love for you, and we're grateful for the gift that you give us. We come in the presence of your promise that right now, being centered in you as we sing a song or we come and pray, as we share decisions, that you will build in this moment your promise and power into tomorrow and the rest of our journey through Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.